Last month, the National Marine Fisheries Service rejected a petition to exempt American Samoa from restrictions intended to conserve dwindling populations of tuna. And at just about the same time, a minimum wage hike of 40 cents an hour took effect. In a statement to an industry website called Undercurrent News, Starkist said American Samoa used to have three factors in its favor: duty-free access to the U.S. market, a wage system reflective of the local, not the mainland economy, and a reliable supply of direct-delivered fish. All those factors have been negatively impacted in the last 6 months, the company said, and noted that the pending Trans-Pacific Partnership would increase competition from countries like Vietnam. Starkist, owned by a South Korean conglomerate, Dongwon Industries, may relocate to Ecuador or Senegal. Starkist and Trimarine, the other cannery, are by far the territory's largest employers. This week, Governor Lolo Moliga called a meeting with the local legislature, the Fono, which decided to take the first steps toward a constitutional review, which could eventually lead to greater autonomy or even independence. American Samoa has been an unincorporated territory of the United States since the turn of the 20th century. It's on the United Nations list of non-self-governing territories. Changes proposed by the last constitutional review were defeated by voters in 2010. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.